Hey guys, and welcome to another tutorial by Tectonic. In today's video, I'm going to be showing you how to make a glowing rainbow text effect. It's very cool, very helpful, and I'm sure a lot of you guys will appreciate it. So let's go ahead and get into it. But before we do you guys need, or you don't need to, but it is highly recommended that you click the link in the description and download this font called Benny Blanco. excuse me. Benny Blanco, highly recommended that you download it and install it into GIMP. It just makes things look a lot cooler. But that's entirely up to you. So let's just go ahead and get into it. First thing, just go ahead and start a new project and make the background black. Then go ahead and open up your text tool and use the text that you just downloaded, or whatever text you want. Make it a decent size. I use 125, and go ahead and just make it white. So I'm gonna type stuff in. All right, and when you do that, you're gonna want to go ahead and duplicate your text layer. And where it says lock, you're gonna want to check that box. Now go ahead and go into your bucket fill tool. Change your foreground color to whatever you like. I'm gonna make it red, and just go ahead and fill in your selection. Now go ahead and change your foreground color to something different. I'll do pink. Click your brush tool and click your largest fuzzy brush like that, and make the scale anywhere from 4 to 5. I normally go 4.5, so anything between there, and just go ahead and paint random spots on your letters or whatever it is. Just to make it look a little bit like that. Choose another new color, and you can do this as many times as you want, just how many different colors you want on here. So I'm just gonna do this real quick, and then I will do one more color. We'll go with yellow. Now let's move that. All right, and when you're finally satisfied with whatever colors you'd like to have, go back into your Layers tab, duplicate the duplicated layer, just like that, and you're going to want to uncheck that lock box. Now go ahead and go up to Filters, Blur, Gaussian Blur, and make the horizontal and vertical 15 pixels, just like that. So it adds a little bit of a glow effect to it. But we can do a lot better than that. So we're going to change the mode to addition to make it a little bit better. And now we're going to make a new layer, fill it with black using your bucket fill tool. And then you're going to go back to your layers tab and change the mode to dodge so you see your text again. Now what you're going to do is go ahead and go to your toolbox, change your foreground color to white, and go back to your brush tool, and you're going to want to make the scale 1.5 about, and the opacity about around 50, and you're just going to highlight, just paint over the light colors or the parts of the photo that you want to highlight so they stand out a little bit more. And then you can see that if you click a lot, it becomes white. So it kind of pops out. So just choose places on your picture that you want the colors to pop a little bit. And once you've decided if that's good or not, what you're going to do is go ahead and go back to your Layers tab. Go down to your original text layer, and using the two green arrows, you're going to move it on the very top of all the layers. So once you have it looking like this, go ahead and do right click on the text layer, sorry, alpha to selection, then select shrink, change the pixels to 2, select OK, and then go select invert and press the delete key on your keyboard. Not backspace, delete. Just like that, and then select none, and there you go. If you want, you can go to image, flatten image, just to merge all the layers together. And there you go. That is your glowing rainbow text effect. It looks really cool. I love it. And like I said, you can either do like more or less colors depending on whatever you want. And also, you don't have to use this font, but like I said, this does make it really good. So I would highly recommend it. But I hope you guys found this tutorial helpful. Don't forget to comment, rate, and subscribe, and check back for more videos every week. See you guys later. Peace.